Thank you for tuning in to To Be Wed's podcast. My name is Stephanie Peterson. Today I'm here with Alicia Shelton from A Day to Cherish Weddings and Celebrations, where from today until I do, she will make your wedding dreams come true. Hi, Alicia.
Hi, Stephanie.
Alicia, could you please give everyone your website address?
My website address is www.adaytocherishweddings.com.
Excellent. We are so happy to have you here today, and we are talking about, dun, 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 the budget.
Yay!
The budget is this, like, horrible word in our industry. We really just want to get down to the nitty-gritty of what a budget is, and so the first thing that we're going to do is define what budget means.
The budget is obviously the amount of money that you want to spend on your wedding or event, but there's a lot that goes into that because a lot of people don't understand exactly where to start with setting a budget.
Absolutely. And every single person that's getting married has a budget.
Absolutely. I have a lot of clients come to me telling me that their budget is unlimited or they just want to spend a moderate amount of money. Well, weddings can range from $5,000 up to $500,000 and more. So there's such a wide range there. It's really important to sit down and have a realistic thought process about what you want to spend on your event.
Absolutely. And I think that our concept with a budget is that you can actually have a good wedding on any budget.
Absolutely, without a doubt. Good weddings can happen on any budget, but only if it's planned properly. And what I mean by that is that when you set your priorities for what's most important to you and least important to you about your wedding, and then budget according to that, and if you have realistic expectations about this budgeting process, you can emphasize the parts that are important to you and downgrade on the parts that are not as important to you, and therefore, you'll have an amazing event that will have great and outstanding details that will pop out, and your guests won't even notice on the other areas that you haven't elaborated on as much.
And we're going to give you some examples later on in the podcast, but first we want to start with where the budget's coming from. And this, we think, is so important to determine. So can you give us some key points on that?
Absolutely. In today's day and age, there's a lot of different parties who are contributing to the wedding expenses. Traditionally, it's always been the bride's parents, but nowadays a lot of couples are contributing to their own wedding costs, as well as the groom's parents and possibly even other family members. With the expenses that go along with the wedding and then everyone's everyday costs of mortgages and bills and college tuition, a lot of times it is required to have more than one source of money to help support the expense of a wedding. And to have conversations with people about this in honest, courteous, and considerate ways is really important to just sort of set some boundaries. If people are kind of vague going into it about exactly what the expenses are going to be and who's contributing what, you're going to probably end up over your head with going over budget and everyone sort of having some sore feelings about it.
Absolutely. And I agree with you. If you don't go in with a budget, then forget about it. Whatever you thought you were going to do is going to be 10 times worse than what you are, the outcome of what you've done. So,
and I'm going to also add that one of the easiest ways to do this is to think down to the grassroots. What is more money than you can possibly imagine spending on your wedding? And what is sort of the money that you would expect that would go into a wedding? When you kind of set those expectations and at least start with that kind of a range, that sort of puts something on the table so that people can toss it around, so that you and your parents and whoever's involved in the conversation can toss it around and really throw out exactly what's going through people's head. Are they expecting that, you know, oh, of course it's going to cost at least X amount of dollars, and oh no, we couldn't possibly spend that much money on it. Once you sort of set that range, it definitely narrows things down a lot.
Absolutely. And you know what else? If you haven't already up to this point, the next thing you need to do is go out and hire a wedding planner.
Absolutely.
And you know why? I tell this to everyone. We almost mention this on every podcast that we do, but the main thing is that you take the dollar amount that you have created, and then you turn it over to the wedding planner to determine where the financials are going to be plugged in.
The problem with your average everyday bride planning her own wedding with her and her mom or her best friend is that you may not have the knowledge going into it about what things are supposed to cost. How much is a fantastic photographer supposed to cost? How much is a good photographer supposed to cost? And how much is sort of a mediocre one? When you sort of have a wedding planner behind you with the knowledge of what levels of professionalism there are available to the brides today, as well as, you know, what their budget limitations are, they'll help you set, we really strive to set parameters on emphasizing the things that are most important and really downsizing on the things that aren't. That way we don't blow the budget, and that way the things that are of highest priority get really to show themselves off.
Absolutely. And no matter what your budget is, you definitely need that wedding planner there, mm-hmm. because that's an invaluable service that will assure that your wedding will be a success from start to finish.
The guidance in assisting with the wedding budget is definitely invaluable. It helps you stay on budget. It helps you know where to spend your money so you're not spending too much. Not to mention the fact that with our relationships with other vendors, oftentimes there are discounts available to you that save you a tremendous amount of money that that makes a big difference on the bottom line.
Absolutely. And the other thing, too, is your creativity. Because, you know, if you're an average bride, you may not know the ways that you can stretch and do and mm-hmm. the things to make and be creative in order to get the result that you want.
You, of course, have a wedding vision and ideas for your day and how to make it special and outstanding and what's most important to you. And a wedding planner can really step into the picture and help you grow that and help you really play up your ideas in creative financial ways as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, let's go back to budgeting. We talked about turning this over to your planner, and I think that that is the best advice that we possibly can give you when it comes to budgeting. But let's go back to the actual core budget. One of the largest things within the budget that a bride and groom are expected to pay for is the food and beverage.
Yes, and the food and beverage is a tricky, tricky animal. Most venues, resorts, and service venues have the ability to charge a service charge before tax. This is what's commonly referred to in the industry as plus plus. What happens is usually on top of what you're spending on your food and beverage, there'll be a 20 to 22% service charge, and then that amount is taxed on the tax rate of about 8%. So it quickly multiplies that cost very quickly and can be a big surprise and a kick in the stomach to a lot of budgets.
Absolutely. And, you know, there's definitely some ways to manipulate your food and beverage, whether you choose to do a morning brunch or a lunch, or if you are going to go into that dinner. So once again, your wedding planner will definitely be able mm-hmm. to figure out, okay, this is what we have for food and beverage, including all of those extra charges. Here's where we need to put
mm-hmm. There's very creative ways to handle signature drinks and limited bar choices, as well as cocktail hour heavy hors d'oeuvres, using a creative time of the day, doing a dessert and cocktail hour function. There are just unlimited options out there for how to handle it, and just sort of mapping out where you want to go with it before you spend the money is definitely the smart choice.
And you know what? You actually just recently did a wedding where you had an omelet station.
I did. It was so much fun.
And apparently that was the biggest hit.
Oh, it was the biggest hit. We had a mix. It was a sort of a brunch time, lunchtime affair. And we had a Mexican buffet. But to reduce costs, we also brought in an omelet station because that was more affordable even than the buffet. So it really reduced costs a lot. And it was a creative and fun way to feed everybody.
Absolutely. And once again, if you don't know all of the ins and outs when it comes to food and beverage, there's no way that you're going to be able to figure these things out. And it's not in a book. It's not in your magazines. It's not going to be online accessible. That's why the planner is so crucial. Now, another part of the budget that I think people forget about is tipping, and also little things like bridesmaid gifts and extra luncheons and hair and makeup, and there's like all these little peripheral things that people forget, but that can add up so quickly.
Absolutely. And you know, Stephanie, you've talked about the importance of a wedding planner, and for someone who's concerned about managing their budget properly, probably the best advice I could give is to talk to a wedding planner, and if nothing else, contract them just for help on setting your budget and setting up some parameters, because your wedding planner will also be able to help you consider all those costs and lump those all into what you should be spending. Everything from the postage. When you have 100 people at your wedding and you're sending a save the date, an invitation, as well as the response card that comes back to you, that's three different stamps at two different postage rates across 100 invitations. That adds up very quickly and becomes a portion of your budget, as well as all the taxes and service charges. Tipping is very important. If your wedding professionals have done an excellent job and you want them to continue to deliver a product to you after your wedding, such as a wedding album or a video, and they have earned a tip, then by all means, you should be aware of what those expectations are and how much is expected, because at the end of the day, if you're going over budget by a couple $1,000, you're certainly not going to feel like you want to tip a couple $100 at the end of your wedding, even though it may be perfectly appropriate.
Absolutely. And also, another peripheral charge, that I was thinking of as we were sitting here is that if you're having a wedding at a resort, let's say, and you are going to stay there two nights, let's say, maybe one of the nights is going to be comped as the bride and groom, but then you have the other nights, think about how much you're going to spend in room service, bar charges, at the spa. I mean, there is just really, those little tiny expenses can add up very quickly. So get with your wedding planner and let her know all of the aspects. And really, what you may think ideally is good for you at that moment may change, but she can definitely walk you through what is appropriate, what's going to work out for them in the end.
Mm-hmm. Everything from the $50 fee for the marriage license in the state of Arizona down to delivery charges for any rentals or chairs that you may have. Those expenses add up very quickly. And if you're not working with someone who's experienced in planning wedding budgets, definitely be sure you at least consider setting a fair chunk of money aside for those unexpected expenses.
Absolutely. Now, I know that Alicia and I can promise you that the budget is going to be the thing in your wedding that's going to stress you out the most. It does to every person. There's many emotions that go through wedding planning, but the budget, if you have not worked with a planner, even identified a budget, it's going to feel so overwhelming as you're going through the process. So just get it out of the way. Get it right out on the table from all parties. Get with your wedding planner, and just this, by taking this edge off, you will feel so much better planning your wedding. And also, you can confidently walk into your florist appointment and say, here is my budget. Work with me. Let's design around my budget, which is so important, because sometimes if you go in and you're like, I'm not quite sure, then you're going to get at the end of the day, you will get an estimate, and it's either going to work or it's not going to work. So if you know in advance what you have to work with, then that florist or that provider can definitely make sure that they're tailoring it to your needs. Don't you agree?
Absolutely. And just backtracking just a few sentences back regarding communication and the finances, the statistics are loud and clear that the number one thing that couples fight about is money. So definitely, you know, whether it's an objective party or your wedding planner, have somebody in the picture that can help you mediate any conversations that get tense, especially when it involves other family members. You definitely don't want to be starting off your new marriage on bad terms with in-laws or either set of parents. Just have somebody objective involved that can help sort of help you keep things cool.
Absolutely, mm-hmm. Absolutely. Now, we talked about defining your budget, who you should work with your budget, and then kind of clued you into some of the expenses. And as I said, we would later on in the podcast, we'd go over these budgets. Now, Alicia brought up, you know, weddings from $5,000 to $500,000. And I think might be really appropriate to talk about that $5,000 wedding, because you're probably, your ears are perking up. How can I do that? How can I do that? But actually, that comes with a lot of sacrifice, mm-hmm. and definitely some realistic expectations.
Absolutely.
A really good $5,000 wedding, Alicia, give it to us.
A really good $5,000 wedding has the proper expectations. And for any lower range budget that you have, that's really the key to your success there. It's having the expectations that you're not going to have surf and turf on a Saturday evening at a resort. It's just not going to happen. There's no possible way unless it's only you and your groom celebrating.
Absolutely. Well, and you know what I have seen, and this is really neat, is a bride and groom that comes in and has a limited guest count, 10, 15, and they go to some fantastic resort on an off night and have the most amazing affair. But it's willing to sacrifice maybe that Saturday date or totally paring down the list to really make it ultra special. And I know both Alicia and I, you know, with our own weddings, we really totally thought about every aspect of our wedding and wanted it to truly be so memorable. And I think we both agree that weddings are that one time in your life where you do, you give it up and you make this really fantastic memory and presentation and party for everyone. And I know you can agree with me on this.
Absolutely. And there's a lot of different ways that your wedding will be special. And just don't forget to think outside of the box a little bit when it comes down to deciding what that means for you. It's actually an emerging trend. It's a little bit in the background, but I do believe you'll start seeing more and more weddings where it's a much smaller guest count, maybe 15 to 25 people, and they are having elaborate knockdown drag-out parties where everyone just absolutely gets spoiled to death, and they still spend a moderate amount of money, but they definitely just have a very memorable event that if they had 100 people out would be an extremely expensive affair.
Absolutely. Now let's talk about that really, really high budget, $250,000 to $500,000. These weddings are extremely extravagant. It's everything that everyone else is doing except for you're going 10 times further with it. So a regular floral budget of $2,500 to $5,000 is actually $25,000, $30,000. The food is just completely opulent where you're eating constantly from start to finish. These weddings definitely are extremely special and have special things within them that make them so amazing. And so, you know, no matter what your quote-unquote budget is, you know, the presentation should be identified at you as a couple and you as your guest.
Absolutely.
Now, all right, so we kind of talked about the budgets. We've talked about the range. We've talked about kind of how this is kind of a sore point within the wedding. I think it's important to, we talked about how food is a major player. The other part of the budget that so needs to be focused on is the fact that you are actually throwing a party for your guests.
Absolutely, and that's something that's very hard for a lot of brides and grooms to swallow because it is your special day and it is your wedding day and it is a once-in-a-lifetime memory. And the wedding and the ceremony and the event is all in celebration of you. However, the hard part to swallow here is that your guests need to have just as a phenomenal of a time as you are. So in that way, yes, the reception and the party really is for your guests, and you want them to be able to feel as high on cloud nine as you are that day.
And it's taking care of them at the bar. We've actually done this in another podcast about not sacrificing anything regarding your guests. So it's good bar service, good food service. You know, y'all have been to a wedding. The minute the ceremony's over, you're hungry. And that's why they've come. They've come to eat. So having amazing hors d'oeuvres during cocktail hour and taking care of their bar service, you know, full bar, and really just make sure that you're tailoring your party around your guests.
Absolutely. You really want the details to really emphasize your guest experience. You want to have unique experiences and special touches that are going to make your guests just smile and light up inside. You want those elements of care and consideration and comfort. You know, everything from from the service that Stephanie was talking about to the little extras that might be a surprise, down to the entertainment, the DJ, the band. You know, it's got to be great music, great entertainment, and a great party. Otherwise, they're just going to sit there and stare at their napkin for the evening. So you just want them to have a great time to enjoy themselves and just to have little surprises around a couple of corners.
Absolutely. And, you know, survey your guests. Not really, but in your mind, survey, do these people dance? You know, do I have to have a DJ per se? I mean, you always want an MC running everything, and you always want some type of music going. But if you have a small guest list, let's say you're in the 30 to 50 guest range, and you know that nobody dances, you don't want to put a huge dance floor in the middle of your reception and
Absolutely.
Have dance music going. Instead, turn that around to something that you know that they would totally enjoy.
Completely.
And I've been to weddings like that where you're like, why do they have a dance floor? You know, you don't have to do everything that everybody's doing. Make it totally tailored to, so have your priority list, but then also make sure that you're having priorities for your guests.
And I think that's the key to whatever your budget is, whether it's $5,000 or $500,000. You know, set those expectations for what you want your wedding to be about. You know, make sure that you're accomplishing these things that are most important, both that we're talking about here and the things that are most important to you. And then work your budget around it and just have realistic expectations.
Absolutely. You know what, Alicia? It has been a pleasure having you on this podcast. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Thank you for having me.
You know what? Shout out your website again.
It's www.adaytocherishweddings.com. I am Alicia Shelton, the owner and principal consultant, and we specialize in planning, designing, and coordinating unique and beautiful, memorable weddings.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Tune in next time for our next podcast.